This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Wednesday, the 26th of June. Good to have you on board, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Huge sports fans. They're so happy over the Panthers being Stanley Cup champions. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, first you call 911, then you call my title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0. Best accident attorneys in the land. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And even though basketball is over, even though hockey is over, Bet Online, still your number one source for all your summer sports betting needs. Baseball, golf, soccer, UFC, MMA, every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to BetOnline's online casino. Get into some poker, some blackjack. What about slot games? They have over 150 of them. Head to the website today. Get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, I'm sure I'm probably like all of you guys. I'm riding high. Still riding high off the Florida Panthers, your favorite little hockey team, the greatest hockey team in the land, winning the Stanley Cup a couple days ago. It's extra true now when I call them the greatest hockey team in the land. So your Florida Panthers now, we're talking two mornings. We have woken up two mornings now, and the Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. And I'm probably just like you guys. I can't get enough of all the videos that are circulating, everyone celebrating. I love everyone's videos that they record themselves when they're watching the final seconds count down. But how about all the videos coming out of Fort Lauderdale Beach yesterday? We know the Tkachuk family, they were at Elbow Room. You had a bunch of guys who joined them. They're swimming in the Atlantic Ocean with the Stanley Cup. And my favorite part, we've never seen this before. Have you ever seen one of our teams where they take to the streets, they take the trophy with them, and they celebrate with us? They celebrate with you, with the fans, with no security there keeping people away, no roped off room or area or table in the club where you can't come and hang out with them. There's the Florida Panthers, your Stanley Cup champions. They're celebrating with us on the beach, in the bars, just having a great time. Everyone is included. And this is important because why is this important? I was a little bit worried, and I think I brought this up on Levitard's show yesterday, a little bit worried about the parade participation. Now, the parade is Sunday, all right? Why are there so many days? Well, the NHL draft is in Vegas on Friday. So, like, the team needs to be there. The executives and the coach, they need to be there. So they'll finish the draft and then, I guess, fly back. Because I think the draft carries over to Saturday, so they'll fly back like a red-eye. I mean, charter flight, but they'll do red-eye Saturday night, and then you got the parade on Sunday. So the parade is in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and they'll do a whole parade, and then they'll have a whole stage set up and everything. And I was a little bit worried about what is the parade going to look like? What is the participation going to look like? But seeing all the people that joined the team, it was the whole team, it was a few players, but they had the cup, joining the team on Fort Lauderdale Beach at Elbow Room in the beach when you got word, everyone said, oh my God, come down here to the beach. The Panthers are here. And you're getting word on social media, seeing how everyone flocked down there and is having such a great time. And like I said, when have we ever seen our team do this where we're all incorporated, we're all involved? I think there's a lot of love for this Florida Panther team right now. And the way that they're celebrating these last couple of days, that I feel better now. Now, is our parade going to look like what the Boston Celtics parade looked like last week? No, that's not norm. That's not the way it goes here. We don't get that many people. Although you go back and you remember the 2006 parade that the Miami Heat did. Oh my God, it was batshit. There were so many. It was over 100,000 people. There were so many people. But our parade's not going to look like that, and it's hockey. I mean, it's hockey in South Florida, but seeing the reaction around the team yesterday, I think we're going to get a great crowd. I think it's going to be really good. So I was a little bit worried about that. I'm not as concerned about it anymore. Now, am I going to go? My younger son already asked me about it. I don't think so. Well, yeah, I'm working in the morning. I'm doing Sunday morning, and the parade, I think, starts at like 11 a.m., so no, I'm not going to make it because that's the kind of thing you got to get out there early. The traffic's going to be a bastard. So I'm not going to go, and that's okay. It's not really my thing. I don't need to go, but I will watch it on television, and that'll be just fine. But I'm probably just like you guys where I love seeing all the videos. Like this morning, my friend Andrea Ocampo, who she's got a production company now, but you may remember she was the Florida Panthers in-house arena girl where she would go on the microphone and talk to fans throughout the game and do the whole deal. She did that for the Panthers for years, but we're going back like a decade. Also, Andrea went by Andrea DeMarco in WWE. She was a ring announcer and backstage reporter for NXT. And so she posted a video. I guess it was yesterday, but I just saw it this morning. And she's got her Panther jersey on, and they were she and her boyfriend or husband, and they're filming themselves with the camera on the ground of the closing seconds. You can hear Sean McDonough counting down the seconds. What a great final call. I'll get to that in a second. And she's so nervous, and she begins crying with about 10 seconds left that she can't hold in the emotion. And so I really go, Andrea, I love this. I love this video. And she wrote back, I know, but like it was such an ugly cry, but I had to post it. I go, are you crazy? It's the most beautiful cry. I love seeing all the videos of everyone so happy. I can't get enough of it. And I feel like each day now, you know, yesterday and now today, I'm noticing where I'm seeing new things about all the videos and the aftermath of them winning on the ice. And then after, there's just so much good content out there. There's so much good footage and video and material. So I can't get enough of it. I'm still riding super high about it. Now, yesterday, again, I was on the car wash on ESPN Radio. If you don't know what the car wash is when ESPN sends you to every show. You're on Get Up, and then you're on First Take, and then you're on NBA Today, and you're doing all the shows. That's the car wash. And I've been doing the car wash like a week now because I'm the Panther fan. Like, who else there knows a Panther fan? I'm the Panther fan. So it's been fantastic that I've been able to play that role. I love it so much. So I think it's over now. It's been a really good run. I'll go back into obscurity now. Although today I'm doing, like I told you earlier this week, me and Top Girl Amber Wilson, we're doing Freddie and Harry again today from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm doing Carlin versus Joe tomorrow, which is noon to 3. And then Friday, closing out the week, doing Freddie and Harry from 3 to 7, me and Freddie Coleman, all right? But hang out with me and Amber again today. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take you right up to the NBA draft. Yeah, there's big NBA news, all right? We got some NBA stuff to cover. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. Now, yesterday on Freddie and Harry with Amber Wilson, we had Sean McDonough on the show, which was a thrill. He had the call for every game of the Stanley Cup Final, ESPN on ABC, NHL on ABC. And so we were able, that's a good get. We had Sean McDonough. He was doing the phone with us from the beach. He was sitting on Fort Lauderdale Beach doing it. And so, you know, he was sick throughout the series. He was really sick, like congestion or some type of problem he had, you know. And he was really sick, and he was fighting through it. And certainly the travel, Fort Lauderdale, Edmonton, that it doesn't help. And so people were very critical of him throughout the series, and he was hurt by that. Now, this isn't him telling us that yesterday. This has been a known thing for like a week now. He was hurt by that. He was upset by that. This is a guy, 62 years old, from the very famous McDonough broadcasting lineage, you know? And he has had a great career. And he's a better broadcaster than that. And he's been upset that people have been so critical because he's fighting through it. Well, anyway, he was clearly much better going into the final two games, but definitely game seven. And he had a fantastic final call. Oh, I thought it was a phenomenal final call. I loved it. It was the final call. And I told him this yesterday on the show that as a Panther fan, I want to thank you. It was the first thing I said to him. I go, I want to thank you. You were phenomenal the whole game, and you had a fantastic final call, which is really important to me as a Panther fan, and it's really important to Panther fans because we dream about this moment, and we've been waiting for 30 years, and it's a really big deal, a great final call while I'm watching. It lends itself to the moment, and I told him, you were fantastic, and thank you. I'm so grateful for what a great job you did with that call down the stretch. And he was very appreciative of that. But forget about that part. I had to tell him that as a Panther fan and you know, Panther fans alike who are watching, you probably feel the same way. So I had to tell him that. I wanted to make sure he knew that. And he was very appreciative, which was very, very cool. Now, the other side of it, which is the Panthers radio call. All right. So Billy Lindsay. Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay for years now have been doing the call for the Panthers radio. And Doug Plagans is excellent. I think he's very good. Doug's been doing it for, I don't know, like 6 or 7 years now, maybe. And Billy, Billy was the radio analyst when I was on the Panthers radio. That's right. I was their studio host. I was there with them in the booth for all the home games. The same thing I did for 12 seasons of the Heat. I did for 2 years with the Florida Panthers, 2009 and 2010. Team sucked. I mean, that's the way it was. Randy Moeller was the play-by-play. Billy Lindsay was the color analyst. So Billy's been between radio and TV and back to radio for the last 15 years, all right? He's an original Florida Panther, inaugural season. He was on the 96 team. He had a long career, spent most of it with the Florida Panthers, loves the organization, loves the Panthers, and he's a friend of mine, all right? Like, we became friends when we were working together those 2 years, and he's a great dude, just the sweetest guy, and also is a very emotional guy. Yes, it means so much to him, that Stanley Cup, especially if you never won it as a player. It means so, you saw Roberto Luongo, what it meant to him when he's a special assistant to the general manager. He is now a Stanley Cup champion, not as a player, but with the organization. And while that may not be the number one thing that you want, it's still really special. So Roberto's now a Stanley Cup champion. And the same thing with Billy Lindsay. He gets to touch the Stanley Cup now. And he's going to get a championship ring. And he is now part of a Stanley Cup champion team. as a broadcaster. Hey, I'm a two-time champion broadcaster. You guys know that. I got two beautiful championship rings from the Miami Heat 2012-2013. And anyway, so the final call is really important. Really important when you're winning a championship. Hell, it's really important to an individual game. Think about it with a championship, let alone the Stanley Cup championship. Let me take a sip of my vitamin water for a second. Hang on a moment. So anyway, the final call, it's counting down, and then time runs out, and Billy is beside himself, ecstatic. Emotions are out of control. And, like, he's screaming. You know, he's screaming over Doug Plagans, and so it lends itself to a unique final call where you have a Panther great. I mean, look, it's right over my shoulder right here. That right there, the goal, that diagram, that box score, not box score, but, you know, that diagram right there over my shoulder there, 1996, Billy Lindsay, round one, past Raymond Bork, game-winning goal, first ever Panthers series victory. That's the goal. Billy Lindsay, legend, all right? Which, of course, now I drop down to, I haven't put it together yet. It got dropped down to third, okay, behind Carter Verhaeghe, game seven at Boston last year, and Matthew Tkachuk, game four against Carolina last year. It got dropped down to three. I could tell you, and Billy said it's okay that it dropped down, but I could tell you, Sam Reinhart's Stanley Cup winning goal, it's now number one. I mean, that's the biggest goal in Florida Panther history now. So at least Billy's goal is now dropped down to four, but that's okay. Anyway, so Billy's gotten a lot of crap, a little bit on social media, like awful announcing picked it up. And you got those fucking assholes in Boston. What a miserable fucking sports radio seat it is there in Boston. You know, one of the producers, not even one of the main guys, I think it was on the Greg Hill show. I think that's mornings on WEEI. The producer, some set of balls on this piece of shit. The producer, he chimes in, can we rip this guy for a second? And then they play Billy's call and they go on to crush him, you know? And just that right there, the whole, not even just can we be critical, because I'm critical of people all the time, but the idea of can we rip this guy for a moment here? It's such a nasty sports radio scene. It's the lowest form of sports radio, Boston sports radio. They're miserable pricks, all of them. It's a miserable business in Boston sports radio. What a miserable scene. It's so nasty. I hate them. So anyway, miserable fucking scene there in Boston. So anyway, obviously all of it's gotten back to Billy. And so Billy sent out, and by the way, like I told you, I know Billy. He is an emotional guy, very emotional. So any Panther fan who knows that, and certainly the organization, there should be no surprise that that was what the final call turned into, because he's been part of this organization forever from day one, and he's now a Stanley Cup champion, not as a player, but he is now a Stanley Cup champion. And it shows you how much it means to hockey people and hockey players that they win that Stanley Cup. And that's what bled through the airwaves on the radio final call. So it is what it is. But like I told you, Billy is a very emotional guy. And there should be no surprise that that was the reaction, whether you agree with it or not. So Billy sent out a series of tweets earlier today. And the first one, game seven, my nerves are almost uncontrollable. By the way, you may be listening right now, Zaslow, why aren't you playing the clip? It's from my old radio station. I don't know if I'm allowed to play that. I don't really feel like getting into that mess. You know what I'm saying? So here we go. And it's a string of four consecutive tweets from Billy earlier today. Game seven, my nerves are almost uncontrollable. The cup to the winner, but so much more. It's either going to be the greatest euphoria or the biggest collapse in NHL history, black or white. Since I was 5 years old, dreaming of a day to be part of a team that wins the cup. This is huge. Two, pushing back the thoughts of the devastation of a loss is hard. How do we ever recover from that? We win, the Panthers are etched into lore forever. Dreams come true. The game you are living and dying on every second. You can't describe the sensations, but you feel alive. Three, you are lost in the moment, and that is the most alive you can ever feel. It's the best. The game ends. The radio call is not scripted. No idea how I would react. Was it a great call? Probably not. I never knew what I would feel or how I would react. It just poured out. Four, good or bad, the elation of that moment is indescribable. When you wait your whole life for something and the dream is a reality, every atom, cell in your body releases adrenaline you have never felt. You're lost in the moment. Stanley Cup champions. I don't think Billy has anything to apologize for. Like I said, if you're a Panther fan and you've been listening to Billy for a long time, and certainly if you're the organization, there is no reason to have not expected that to be the reaction from Billy. He is who he is, and it's a good thing. He loves the Panthers, and this is their life, these hockey people, these hockey lifers. And the moment was enormous, and so Billy's got nothing to apologize for. There you go. And fuck Boston. So let's do a little bit more here on the Panthers, and then we'll continue on with we'll do some NBA. By the way, like I said, again, 3-7 today. I'm on ESPN Radio with Top Girl Amber Wilson. So last night, oh, but yeah, let me tell you about some of our sponsors here first. Come on, what am I doing? All right. You guys know, I mean, you want to talk about huge Panther fans. That's why I love my sponsors, and my sponsors are local, you know, so they tend to be fans of the local sports teams. And if you're thinking about, if you're getting a new home, or maybe you have a home and you're paying so much money for your insurance. Insurance is very expensive in Florida. I send you to Brunt Insurance. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over a decade now. Zaslo, why do you keep going back to the same place? Well, obviously, not only am I getting a great rate, but I also know that I have the most comprehensive coverage around. God forbid something happens to my home, I'm taken care of. And that's because I use Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance. Give them a call today. Get a quote. Get a free quote. See if it's lower than what you're currently paying. I have a suspicion it's going to be. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. And Zaslow Show 2.0's got listeners all throughout the state. So wherever you're listening, from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys, Brunt Insurance has you covered. They know your neighborhood because they have offices all throughout the state. Now, maybe you're looking for affordable care that offers the best coverage on your car, your motorcycle, your boat. Just a few months ago, I switched getting my auto insurance through Brunt Insurance now. Very happy. Call Brunt Insurance. You're making the right call. 954-589-2204. 954-589-2204. Bruntinsurance.com. All right. So do a little bit more Panthers here. Then we'll get to the NBA stuff. I have an interesting situation here, and I need a little bit of help. So if you could always tweet at me, at Zaslow Show. Love when you guys get at me. You could also always hit me up on Instagram, where I'm an influencer. Everybody knows that. And I need a little bit of help. So if you watched the Levitard show yesterday, you saw I was wearing my Panther jersey. It's a little bit of an older Panther jersey. It's the jersey they wore between 2011 and 2016. The home jersey between 2011 and 2016. It's got the old logo in front of it. I love it. So the team gave it to me. The team, and you know what? The teams down here, Panthers, Heat, Marlins, not the Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Marlins, they used to send me jerseys all the time. Whenever they would make a change to a jersey or with the Heat, like the new version of that year, they would send me a jersey so I could promote it, of course. That's what they do with the radio stations. It's really nice. But they almost always put my name on it. Like they'll say, you know, we're going to give you a jersey with your name. What number do you want? And I tell them the number, whatever. And I'm really fortunate that they do that. But the fact that they put my name on the back of it also guarantees I will never wear it. I mean, I'm an adult, but I didn't play. So it ends up being a keepsake. It hangs in my closet and I like it a lot, but I'm never going to wear it because I didn't play for the team. I didn't play for the Heat. I didn't play for the Marlins. I'm not wearing a jersey with my name on it. I think that's really lame if you're an adult for sure. So the Panthers, I like it. They sent me this jersey whenever it was, 10 plus years ago. Just a plain jersey. No number, no name. So I could wear it if I want. Now, I don't wear it very much, but I could wear it if I want. And I wore it to the Levitard show yesterday. Great. Well, that jersey doesn't have a name. It's not a player jersey. I want to put a name on it. So there's so many stores you can go to. Like Caneswear, sponsor, big deal, not a big deal. Get all your new Florida Panther gear, Stanley Cup champion gear, Caneswear. We'll talk about them coming up. but you could take it to one of these stores where they will personalize it for you. They can make the jersey for you. Now, usually it's because you're buying the jersey there and you get it personalized. Well, I'm going to bring in my jersey. How much do you want for me to put a name on the back? I will pay for it. Okay. So I want to do that now. I want to put a name on the jersey. But what I want to do is, I don't want to just put any name. I don't want to put a name from the 96 team. I don't want to necessarily put a name from this team because it doesn't belong on that style jersey. That jersey was worn between 2011 and 2016. So I need a player who was on one of those teams. So I've narrowed it down to three names. And I need a little bit of help here. So if you want to tweet at me or hit me up on social media, at Zaslow Show. I've narrowed it down to three names of guys who played on those teams. Now, I've also narrowed it down to guys who have played on those teams who are also on this team. All right? You know, like, for instance, I'm not going to – I love Gus Forsling. I love Brandon Montour. I'm not going to – I always gravitate toward the defensemen. I think the defensemen are so cool. But I'm not going to put them on the jersey because they never wore that jersey. That's not authentic, you know? So I've narrowed it down to three guys. Alexander Barkov, Aaron Ekblad, or, and this is the one that I'm leaning heavily toward, Dmitry Kulikov. Yep, that's right. Kulikov. Oh, Zaza, what are you talking about? This is his first year on the team. No, the Panthers drafted Kulikov way back then. He was on those teams. Then they traded him away. He's been on several teams since then, and now he's back. So I'm leaning heavily toward Dmitry Kulikov because he engineered the biggest play in the history of the Florida Panthers. His play won them the Stanley Cup. When the puck was loose in the crease in the second period, and right before falling into the net, Kulikov slaps the puck out of the crease. He tumbles all into the net, and it leads to blue line rush from Sam Reinhart, who scores what would be the Stanley Cup winning goal. It was the play of the night. That's the moment that I knew we're going to win the Stanley Cup. We're winning this game. So three options to put on the back of that jersey. Barkov, who was not the captain at the time, so I would not get the C, all right? Barkov, Ekblad, Kulikov. I think I'm going Dmitry Kulikov. So I'm going to get that done soon. I'm really looking forward to that. All right, anything else, Panthers, here? The whole thing yesterday was so cool. Just such a cool scene. Celebrating with the people, celebrating with fans. And now this franchise is golden after 30 years. And this was already the golden era, these last few years of Panther hockey. The franchise now, finally, after 30 years, they're going to take off in the market. This is how you capture a generation of fans forever. Every kid who just watched what happened with the Panthers is now a Panther fan for the rest of their life. And they pass that on to their children. That's why the Miami Heat are always golden. They're always going to be golden because when they won in 2006, that's it. You got them. You hooked them in. That's forever. And that now just happened to the Panthers. So it's so fantastic. Yeah, that's what I got for you on everyone's favorite little hockey team. The greatest hockey team in the land. Two mornings now. We wake up. And they're your Stanley Cup champions. Oh, my God. All right, guys, let me tell you about what's going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Because at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you got the summer sales event. I mean, we're so excited about everything that happened with the Panthers. What better time to treat yourself to a new ride than right now? The summer sales event going on at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru right now. You can make zero down payment, make zero payment for 3 months, make zero security deposit, and right now, you get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus, plus 0% APR up to 72 months on the Subaru Solterra. What about leasing a brand new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek for just $219 a month for 36 months with $59.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to NFLSubaru.com for full details. NFLSubaru.com. You could shop right now from the comfort of your own home. And with an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you are sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles, they come with a lifetime warranty, so you know that you're covered. NFLSubaru.com. Don't miss the summer sales event going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So, we got the NBA draft tonight. Okay. The Heat have number, is it 15 overall? No, can't be 15. Hang on a second. Can't be 15. Hold on. Everybody calm down here. All right. The Heat right now at pick number 15, like I said. All right. So, this is a week draft. Everybody knows that. And it's kind of almost about tomorrow, where the draft begins tomorrow afternoon at 4. That's right. 2 days. First time ever. Draft begins tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. You can hear it on ESPN Radio. That's why I'm on tomorrow before the draft. I'll be leading up to it. Anyway, the trades and the Woj bombs started last night. Now, you got the Houston Rockets, and the Brooklyn Nets, who have already made a big deal, which is the Rockets traded the Nets back their picks that they acquired from the James Harden trade a few years ago, and they got back the Phoenix Suns picks that Brooklyn, Brooklyn acquired in the Kevin Durant trade. Why did they do this? Houston seemingly wants Kevin Durant. They seemingly want to be able to dangle in front of Phoenix all of the picks that they gave up for Kevin Durant and take Kevin Durant off their hands. The money, you could rebuild your team around Booker and Bradley Beal, and Houston maybe would offer someone like Alperen Şengün. If I'm Phoenix, I make that trade so fast. They're not going to win with Durant. You can't win with Durant as your leading guy, and you especially can't win with those three guys, Beal, Booker, Durant, two of whom are always hurt and nothing else. That team, they have one draft pick between now and 2030. They're fucked, okay? If I'm Phoenix, I make that trade so fast. But here's the thing with Phoenix. Right now, they suffer from new owner syndrome. New owner syndrome is when a new owner, a young new owner, buys a team, in this case, Matt Ishbia, and has to do something huge upon arrival. Has to make a huge trade or a couple of trades. Doesn't matter what it takes. Trade every draft pick. Get the big guy. And they did that in acquiring Kevin Durant. And then they did it again in acquiring Bradley Beal. And look at you now. Your team sucks. They have new owner syndrome. While Phoenix, if this is true, that Houston would trade them Alperen Şengün and all of their Durant draft picks back for Kevin Durant, Phoenix should do that. But I don't believe they will. Because I don't believe Matt Ishbia, the owner of the Suns, is willing to wave the white flag. I don't think he's willing to make it look like we were wrong. He has new owner syndrome. I do not believe he is willing to take a step back from that huge trade and do what will likely help his team. Because then he looks stupid for bailing on it so quick. And don't forget, when the season ended, he had the season-ending press conference, the owner, and talked about what a great position they're in. They're in a great spot. Almost every other team would trade to be in their position. Okay, Phoenix should do the trade. I do not believe they will. Then, you also had a really big trade last night. Also between the Brooklyn Nets and the crosstown rival New York Knicks. For the first time in these franchises' history, for the first time in 40 years, the Knicks and the Nets made a trade. You never see that. That leads you to believe, that should lead you to believe, that the reason the Nets made this trade is because the Knicks offered far and away the best deal for Mikal Bridges. So the Knicks send, the Knicks acquire Mikal Bridges for four unprotected first round picks and like another protected first round pick and a pick swap. Did the Knicks overpay? Nets are in full rebuild mode. Did the Knicks overpay? And by the way, I think the Nets did the right thing. You're not going to win with Mikal Bridges as your top guy. And you got a lot of picks in return for him. Your team was terrible with Mikal Bridges. You may as well be terrible without him and get all these picks back. The Knicks overpaid for Mikal Bridges, for sure. But here's the thing. When you look at it in a vacuum, yes, they obviously overpaid. But we're not living in a vacuum. There's context. Are the Knicks a better team today than they were before this trade? The answer is yes. Do the Knicks now believe that they are a championship contender, or at the very least, do they believe that this move they just made puts them in better position to beat Boston? The answer is yes. It doesn't matter that they overpaid then. You don't have all of these picks. You didn't acquire all of these draft picks to then be judicious with them. No, you acquired all of these picks so that you can identify a player that you want and make that team an offer they can't refuse. And that's exactly what the New York Knicks just did. They made Brooklyn an offer they can't refuse, and they acquired a player who they believe makes them a championship contender. So who cares that they overpaid? If you win a championship, it doesn't matter what it costs to get there. You won the trade then. So I think it's a great trade for the Knicks. I think it's a good trade for Brooklyn as well. It reminds me, like, I would make the comparison to the Rudy Gobert Minnesota trade. In a vacuum, did the Wolves overpay giving up five first-round picks to Utah for Rudy Gobert? Of course. It's a crazy trade. It's a crazy overpay. But they did that because they believed that trade would help them beat Denver. Now, I understand they made that trade before Denver won the title, but you have to understand, Minnesota's general manager was Denver's general manager, and that was the first big move he made, was acquiring Gobert. He knows the team that he built in Denver and clearly believed that they were going to be able to win a championship. Guess what? He was right, and he was building a team in Minnesota that could beat Denver. That's why he gave up all of that to acquire Gobert. And while they haven't won a championship yet, he was right. He made a trade that helped them beat Denver. And I think this is very similar. The Knicks are overpaying for Mikal Bridges because they believe this trade will help them beat the Celtics. So it's not just about this individual player or this individual trade. It's about, are they now equipped to beat Team X to win a title? And if they believe the answer is yes, then they didn't overpay. Then it was obviously worth it. All right. You guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Head on over to Caneswear. You know what I'm talking about. Caneswear in Davie. New location. They moved a few months ago. Same plaza, though. Same great experience. Even bigger selection. Obviously, you're getting all your Miami Hurricanes gear there. But Stanley Cup Championship gear. Support the sponsors that support the show. This way, I'm never going to charge you to listen to Zaslow Show 2.0. But that's because you support our sponsors. Get all your brand new Florida Panther Stanley Cup Champion gear at Caneswear and Davie. 2655 South University Drive, or order online right now. They'll deliver it right to your front door. Caneswear.com, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? First up, so the Dan Le Batard Show, they've been trying to get billboards up in Edmonton. And this morning on the Le Batard Show, we have a conclusion to that story.
I have been very disappointed about a number of different obstacles that have gotten in the way of these billboards. But yes, they were going to be digital billboards that were supposed to go up yesterday. I was told they were going up last night at midnight. And now this is what I have gotten. Apologies, but your ad request will not be processed, and I'm no longer able to assist with this. Response from our team is as follows. We have declined your request for advertising. Part of our creative approval process includes aligning with community standards and respecting the sensibilities of all stakeholders, including our audience, who in this case are the citizens of Edmonton, as well as our partners. And this messaging does not meet those standards. The messaging is just Greg Cody's face smoking a cigar saying, "Greg Cody was right, and you know it." That's all that it says. That's all it says on the billboard.
Maybe the cigar is a problem. Did you offer to remove the cigar? Maybe it's a smoking situation.
A great job by those folks in Edmonton. It's a great, and not real talk from a business standpoint, I would not be putting those up because those are going to get destroyed. I saw the 30 for 30 on what happened in Vancouver. No, I'm not going to be putting that up to piss off my community and have them take it out on my digital billboard. No way.
That's not a big deal because that should have been expected from the get-go. Like I said on the Levitard show yesterday, if that billboard went up, they would burn it to the ground. It's so the obvious move by that company. It would have been a terrible job, them accepting the money and putting that billboard up. Not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So how about this guy? I don't even know this douchebag's name. He was, key emphasis on was, the Texas A&M baseball coach. 2 days ago, they lost in Game 3. They lost the College World Series to Tennessee. And in the post-game press conference, a reporter asked about the rumors out there of this guy taking the University of Texas job. Give it a listen.
The rumors circulating today about a specific job opening. What do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
Coach, thank you very much.
Yeah, this is a big deal, and this guy is a total douchebag. So, first of all, that you had to move your family and go to Texas A&M. You didn't do that for nothing. What a fucking chore that must have been. Besides that, yeah, they paid you to do that. It was your job. Normally, schools, they buy the family of the coach a home, and they buy your current home and take on the responsibility of selling it for you. Boo motherfucking who. Also, telling reporters what they can and cannot ask and what's rude and what's not. The reporter didn't even ask him to comment about possibly taking the Texas job. He asked him about his future. It's a completely appropriate question, which could have been easily brushed aside with, "We just lost. I'd like to focus on the boys in the clubhouse, and we'll deal with my future at a later date. Thank you very much." And what ended up happening? What ended up happening? The next day, he took the Texas job. Yup, up and dipped and went to Texas. This is a super low character man. Very low character. I would never. It's one thing in pro sports. It's another thing in college sports. This man is a liar and low character. I wouldn't send my son to play for him. Terrible job by this. I don't even know his name is Douchebag. I don't know his real name. His name is Douchebag. Big deal or not a big deal? So yesterday, Rachel Nichols, the day after J.J. Redick's introductory press conference, where we know he cursed during the press conference, which, for whatever reason, is becoming more and more prevalent in these NBA press conferences. Rachel Nichols, on a dying show on FS1 called Undisputed, here she is essentially defending J.J. Redick cursing.
I don't have a problem with him saying it. Saying it is a little bit of an interesting situation because he didn't realize at the time that he was being simulcast on radio and TV. It wasn't until the radio guys told him when he came on after the press conference, "Oh, by the way, did you know that we're simulcasting this?" And he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry." Yeah. It means nothing.
All right, if that story's true, J.J. Redick's a liar. There's no way that he didn't know it was also on TV and radio. The first giveaway, day giveaway, is the cameras, the video cameras, right in front of him. That's dead giveaway. The second part is J.J. Redick was a player in this league for a very long time. And every one of those media availabilities are on radio and on television. So if the story Rachel Nichols is telling there is true, he's a liar. So I'm going big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, Brian Windhorst this morning, I believe it was on Get Up, maybe it was First Take, I think it was Get Up, and here he is on what the Houston Rockets are doing in acquiring those draft picks.
Okay, if we hadn't have just seen the first trade between the Knicks and Nets in 40 years, this would have been one of the most fascinating trades of the year. Because think about this. The Nets have just announced to the world that they are in an extreme tank. By the way, they're not done trading. They're going to trade away more talent. Okay, the Houston Rockets own the full draft rights for the Nets for the next 2 years, which, by the way, are both expected to be excellent drafts, particularly next year. You now have that if you're Houston. What you should be doing is ordering champagne and saying, we knew that Harden trade wasn't going to work. We got him, just like the Celtics got him back when they did that big deal. But they didn't. They didn't, Ryan.
Yeah.
Instead, they make a deal to give those next two picks back to the Nets to get Phoenix Suns picks. They didn't do this in January. They didn't do it next year at the lottery when they saw where the draft was. They did it now for Phoenix Suns stuff now. And that is what Woj and other people have talked about. It is because they are interested in tempting the Suns to try to trade them Kevin Durant now. They don't want to do this later. They want to put this on the table to see if the Suns will be tempted by it.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. Could have some fireworks tonight. NBA draft, 8 p.m. this evening. I'm into it. Something to watch. I'm going big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals. Caneswear. Pick up all your brand new Stanley Cup championship gear at Caneswear. Go to caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Yes! Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Make sure you listen to me today, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, on Freddie and Harry alongside Top Girl Amber Wilson on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow, probably going to have an afternoon edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 doing Carlin vs. Joe from noon to 3 Eastern Time. Any new listeners we got for my appearances on ESPN or on the Levitard Show, I love you long time. Thanks a lot for being part of the show. Appreciate it. Thanks to everyone behind the scenes who always puts together a fantastic show. Can't do without all your help and your hard work. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.